WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to another day of reclaiming your love story with the Heal Your Attachment Style Daily's Cure Affirmations podcast. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, building self-love through forgiveness. Because let's be honest, holding onto grudges, resentment, even against ourselves, is like carrying around a heavy backpack on a journey that was meant to be light and breezy. It slows us down, makes the view blurry, and honestly, it just doesn't feel good. So why is forgiveness so crucial for building self-love? Imagine this. Your inner world is like a garden. Every experience, every interaction, good or bad, plants seeds. Holding onto anger and resentment are weeds choking out the beautiful flowers of self-acceptance and love. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing yourself from their grip so you can nurture those loving blooms. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. You're right, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes courage, vulnerability, and sometimes a whole lot of patience with ourselves. But here are five key takeaways that can help you begin cultivating this beautiful practice. First, remember that forgiveness starts with understanding. Before you can forgive someone else, or even yourself, try to truly understand the situation from all angles. What were the motivations? What were the underlying needs and hurts? This doesn't mean making excuses, it means opening your heart to compassion, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Second, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. It's about releasing the burden of anger and resentment that's weighing you down. Think of it like this. Holding on to those negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Third, forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. Sometimes the healthiest choice is to create distance from people or situations that are harmful. But even without reconciling, you can choose to forgive them to free yourself from the emotional shackles. Fourth, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Forgiveness isn't always easy, and it's okay if it takes time. Celebrate every small step forward and remember that progress is more important than perfection. Just like any skill, forgiveness gets easier with practice. And finally, never underestimate the power of self-forgiveness. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Learning to forgive yourself for past actions or perceived shortcomings is crucial for building a healthy sense of self-love and worthiness. Ever felt like you're replaying a painful memory over and over in your head, unable to let go? I know that feeling all too well. Just last month, I realized I was holding on to resentment from a past argument with a friend. It wasn't even about something major, it was just a misunderstanding blown out of proportion. But I let that tiny seed of anger grow into a towering weed in my heart, and it started affecting my mood and relationships. So I took a deep breath, sat down, and really tried to understand the situation from both sides. I realized that my friend was probably just stressed and miscommunicated, and I saw how my own insecurities had amplified the conflict. It wasn't easy to let go of that anger, but once I did, it felt like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. And guess what? My friendship with my friend actually grew stronger because we were able to talk openly and honestly about what happened. So remember, forgiveness is a powerful tool for healing and growth. It allows you to release the past, embrace the present, and create a more loving and fulfilling future for yourself. Remember those five key takeaways. Understand, give the gift distance when needed, be kind to yourself, and practice self-forgiveness. Start today by identifying something you need to forgive, whether it's someone else or even yourself. Take a moment to reflect on the situation, practice compassion, and make the conscious choice to let go. The benefits will ripple throughout your entire life. Keep practicing those affirmations, keep showing up for yourselves with love and kindness, and never stop believing in the power of transformation. Until tomorrow, remember, you are worthy of love, you are capable of forgiveness, and your journey is worth celebrating every step of the way.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.